Welcome back to the Bob Davis Podcasts. This is podcast 396, The New Talk. I have last couple of podcasts talked about how it's just still the peak of summer and it's fantastic. And the other night I did a podcast where I was, pulled all the big microphones out, went down on the flat down there by the studio here at the broadcast bunker, and wanted to just sort of get the sound of this fabulous evening summer sound. The wind in the trees and the bugs and everything. And tonight, it's amazing. I went to my favorite Chinese restaurant and ate outside. And nobody was sitting outside because at sundown it was really hot and the sun was beating down on that part of the deck where everybody was sitting. And the owner of the restaurant came out and was like, wow, it's so bizarre that nobody's sitting out here but you. And I was like, and she was like, it's so hot out here that people don't want to sit out here. And I said, well, just wait, because once the sun goes down, this is going to be perfect. So now the sun has gone down and the moon is almost full and I'm standing out here in my field. I call it my field. It's not my field, but I call it that anyway. And I decided that I will do a walk and talk podcast tonight. I haven't done a lot of walk and talk stuff. In fact, I don't think I've done one in months. Now, there's some rules for the walk and talk, which I'll explain shortly in podcast 396. So when I talk about tech and manufacturing, I do talk a lot about tech and manufacturing on the Bob Davis podcast. I think about Bocklund R&D. Bocklund isn't just a machine shop or manufacturer. They're toolmakers and innovators. And I've talked about that many times in these podcasts. Of course, Bocklund does CNC machining, tool and die design, and the latest development, 3D printing and micro machining, which I'm going to tell you a little bit about. But if you're starting to search for a manufacturer in your business, you want to learn about Bocklund R&D at Bocklund.com, BAKLUND.com. The latest developments in John Bocklund's webinar series, including the latest development at Bocklund Micro Machining. Bottom line, most small parts have to be assembled. It is complicated and costly, but with micro machining, Bocklund manufactures small work with a single piece of material, and it results in more accuracy, strength, and a more durable part. Micro molding starts at 0.003 cubic inches and below, and it's done in a clean room environment, which is perfect for medical devices and electronics. So now you know the latest developments at Bocklund R&D, and they always stand for wicked fast turnaround times. I've told you about those. Innovative solutions, real client service, real resources about Bocklund at Bocklund.com, BAKLUND.com. Contact John Bocklund or Vice President Tara Bocklund at Bocklund.com and ask what they can do for you. Find out, as always, what energy, wisdom, knowledge, and imagination can do for your company today at Bocklund.com, BAKLUND.com, Bocklund. And thanks, John, for sponsoring the Bob Davis Podcasts. As I stand out in the field, the rules for the Walk and Talk podcast are that I have nothing prepared. I'm sitting there tonight eating my pho and drinking my Vietnamese coffee, thinking, I got to do a podcast tonight, and I have no idea what I'm going to do it on. I really don't have any idea. So the rules for the Walk and Talk podcast are you're not supposed to have anything prepared, and you're just supposed to just grab the portable recorder and come out and record. It's just slam down a podcast. And I don't usually do that. That's not kind of how I do business. I like to think about what I'm going to do. And especially if I'm at the air show, I like to go out and get audio and record a bunch of sound. Or I like to actually think about what I'm going to talk about and try to put it out in some kind of an organized fashion so that, you can listen to it in a year or two and go, that makes some sense, whatever. But sometimes those aren't. A person does not want to live on a steady diet of really having to think and work really hard on the podcast. Sometimes, for me, it's best to just slash and burn, walk and talk. So that's what I'm doing in this podcast. And first of all, I'm going to start with why I have not been doing update podcasts this summer. And honestly, I don't know if I'm going to go back to doing update podcasts at all. I suppose I will eventually. You guys all know about the News Cleanse. I've promoted the News Cleanse quite heavily because I really think that it's therapeutic. And I don't need to get back into the reasons for why I think it's therapeutic, because it would take a whole podcast, and I don't want to take up this whole podcast talking about that. Suffice it to say that I think getting away from the day-to-day news, even if you're reading it, I mean, if you did what I did, you'd really be crazy, because I go through and scan online, and then I print everything, and then I read it. Well, I haven't been doing that. In fact, I don't think I've done that since June. So it's been almost 2 months that I haven't actually gone through the discipline of printing these things up, stories up every day and reading. Although I have continued to scan and be aware, and I've saved, you know, whether you want to call it bookmarked, or if you use a Mac, there's a thing called a reader, and you can put stuff on your reading list, and I do that. But I also have found that I have to periodically go through and just take stuff out that I thought I would be interested in, and I thought that I would talk about, and I just don't ever get around to it. So that's another piece of the News Cleanse that I'm learning about, which is most of this stuff, and I mean, I've talked about this before, most of this stuff just disappears in terms of its salience relatively quickly. And it's funny, because people get so up in arms about stuff. They get so worked up about these individual short-term stories. Now, some short-term stories can have a lot of impact and are stories that should be remembered. I think the Planned Parenthood story is such a story, regardless of what side you come down on of the abortion debate. The Planned Parenthood thing is amazing. It's an amazing story for a lot of reasons, just in terms of being lurid, being something that's shocking, and from an odd sort of direction, because usually the shocking stuff is from the other side of the cultural divide. This is a shocking story that comes from the right side of the cultural divide, and I think that's really important. And I'm saving, you know, a lot of economic stuff. I think probably the most important economic story of the summer so far has been this China slide situation that's been going on with the Chinese stock market in the last few days. It really, I mean, it's been talked about and talked about for 2-3 years, and it's finally starting to happen. I saw a piece today that compared a chart of 1929 stock market crash to the Chinese stock market crash. Now, right now, in raw numbers, the Chinese thing is nowhere near 1929, but on a chart, they look similar. So, you know, the difference is the United States is a democratic country, and people can voice their concerns through the democratic process. In China, that's impossible. There is no recourse. They do have a few elected positions, but the people that run the country are selected by the party and by the party leadership, and the people have no recourse. So the danger, if the perfumed princes in Beijing, let's say, can't fix the financial situation, then the unspoken pact between the party and the people of China is broken. And the unspoken pact was, we will give you economic growth if you will give us your loyalty. And this is the unspoken pact in China. Notice there's no mention of, you know, free and democratic government or anything like that. And they still have to go through that. So, you know, China has some rough roads ahead. But I think the most important story is everyone said it wouldn't happen. And that the financial managers in China were really good, and they'd learn from everybody else's mistakes, and this wasn't going to happen. Well, as I speak, the Chinese markets continue to descend with really no indication that they're going to be able to fix it. And of course, the big problem in China is debt. And and the impact it's having on their economy. So I think that's really interesting. That's one of the big stories. The political stuff, I mean, the biggest political story of the summer is going to be Donald Trump. But I have avoided talking about that stuff because I don't think it's significant. I think we're light years away from the election, and we're even light years away from the choosing of the delegates. Really, if you want to be honest about it. So, and I honestly believe that the international situation, the national situation, there's too many variables that are going to change between now and just primary season, let alone the election, for people to get too worked up about the political thing. And this is why I will not be going to the first debate in Cleveland on August 6th, which is, you know, I guess it's Monday. I'm not going to go over there because it's going to be a circus, and I don't think that it's right for any self-respecting person who's trying to really be serious about commenting on the political situation in this country to give that disaster that's going to take place in Cleveland, that debate, any degree of credibility through coverage. And the other thing is, you know, I got the muffler fixed on the mobile podcast command unit, so it's super smooth and quiet now, and I'm very excited about that. What was happening with that is that, and we didn't know this when we bought it, which is fine. I mean, the ambulance came from Oneida County, Wisconsin, so it saw some pretty tough duty in terms of weather. Oneida County is north of Milwaukee, so it's pretty much the same climate, right, as all across the upper Midwest, so there's a lot of rust in portions of the vehicle, and it's a 2000. So the muffler was literally split, and it sounded really cool. Like, I mean, you know, the baffles were open, so it sounded pretty kick-ass, except it was venting diesel exhaust pretty much into the vehicle, so something had to be done. So the entire exhaust system and muffler has been replaced, and it sounds great. There's no more. What was happening was I was getting these crazy harmonic vibrations in the vehicle, and I'd be like, something, I thought the transmission was going to fall out of it. In fact, I actually pulled over someplace and went to a Ford dealership and had them check the transmission because I thought there was something wrong. So once I kind of determined that it wasn't the transmission, because this sound just sounded awful. And then it went away, and it's because I shifted some things around in there. So then I realized this is some kind of a harmonic vibration, and then the mechanic, Dave, the mechanic extraordinaire, climbed underneath and came out and said, I'd go to a muffler shop. And then we proceeded to forget about that and go and try and figure out what this harmonic was, and it turned out that he said that, you know, the muffler is split wide open, so today I took a picture of the muffler that was split wide open. Maybe I'll put it up on Facebook. That was causing all of that crazy harmonic distortion, and the exhaust system itself was loose, and, you know, it's funny because one of the mechanics there was like, I'd leave it because it sounds really good. But it was like, yeah, I know, it sounded cool, but it was too loud. But anyway, I'm going to go to Sturgis with my brother-in-law, because the thing that I've learned this summer in kind of not doing the political stuff, and I've talked about this too, but, and I guess I knew this. I mean, I shouldn't say that I shouldn't know it. But when you are looking at news every day, and you're printing news every day, and you're crunched over a table every day, sometimes, you know, at dinner, I'd go to my favorite Chinese restaurant and scrunch over the table and read everything diligently and make notes. When you're doing that every day, and I'll go back to doing it eventually, but when you're doing that every day, you're missing so much that's going on in the world that's just going on, and it's regular stuff. It's not anything that's earth-shattering. It's just regular old people doing regular old stuff. And I talked about this at the air show. I mean, there's going to be at least a 500,000 people going throughout the entire 75th anniversary of Harley-Davidson at Sturgis. There's going to be at least 500,000 people through there during that period of time. It's going to be the largest gathering of motorcycle-minded people in the country. And this is, you know, what's interesting about it is, this is just people doing what they do. You know, some people are into motorcycles, some people are into planes, some people are into the state fair, some people are into this, that, or the other thing. Some people are doing their, you know, local town celebrations, you know. The favorite lounge they go to has a 50th anniversary or 45th anniversary or something, or somebody's raising money for something or whatever it is. And this is what people are doing right now. And, I don't want it to sound weird, but I kind of ignored all that, because when you have to do a radio show every day, you don't think too much about that stuff. You are looking for content, and this is one of my great criticisms of media today, is it's not out where people are doing things. It's in the studio with the air conditioning, reading the newspapers, trying to find, you know, the story of today's outrage, which is, you know, we need to fire John Kosgan, which I said last winter. John Kosgan is the head of the IRS. And they're claiming that he obstructed justice and now they want to fire him. Well, I said they should have fired him a long time ago. The president should have fired him a long time ago. And I don't want to go too far into that. My point is that, you know, you're standing out here and you're hearing these wonderful sounds. And you realize that in the summer, especially if you live in the Midwest, you know, if you live in the Midwest, this is really pronounced, because summer is so different from winter. You know, it's just, it's so, and I'm obviously stating the obvious, but it feels so different from winter that it's just mind-blowing to me. And then I stand out here in this field, you know, and it makes me think of so many things. When I was growing up, it makes me think of Olive Park, you know, in my hometown, where we would all gather, you know, at sundown, usually right after sundown, and especially on a night like this, the moon is out, and it would be, you know, get some Marlboro 100s, you know, and stand around and smoke cigarettes and, you know, talk to Gail Wisniewski and hang out with the McCarthys, and, you know, we'd all be sitting on the wall at dusk, you know, because I grew up in a neighborhood with a ton of kids. And it's just that when I'm standing in this field and seeing this, the silhouette of these trees and the moonlight against this beautiful dark blue sky, it just makes me think about that. It makes me realize that for everyone, let me just say this, if you're sitting in front of the television hanging on every word that is spoken about every single part of what is going on in terms of the quote-unquote political debate in this country right now, if you're sitting there online making comments on Twitter about Jon Stewart and his special relationship with the president, oh, I'm sorry, is that a surprise to you? If you're that deeply, and if you're out there sending texts out and tweets and so forth for Donald Trump or name a candidate, you're missing all this. And it's sad because it's so amazing. And it's, the thing is, I think most people are out here. This is where most people are, mentally or spiritually. They're out in this field. They're watching their kids play on the front lawn, or they're getting ready to go to Sturgis, or they're getting ready for the state fair, or they're getting ready to do whatever it is that they do. But guess what? It isn't politics. You know, and I made this comment in the EAA podcast that I went to, the Burt Rutan thing. And I didn't know much about Burt Rutan before I heard him speak. I think he's an amazing guy. But anyway, I knew a little bit about him, but my point is that there's this outdoor amphitheater, which was probably about as big as this field. And every night there were 2,000 people there to see some kind of aviation-oriented movies or a speech or a comment or something like that. 2,000 people every night, and not every night the same people, right? And I'm sure Sturgis will be the same thing. I'm sure there's going to be thousands and thousands and thousands of people all over the place doing things. And we'll get audio and we'll report on it. And I'm looking forward to that. But I'm just saying that there's going to be all kinds of people doing all kinds of things. And you go into these towns, there's more people doing that kind of stuff right now than are showing up for these political events that are supposedly so significant. You know, they get really excited if Bernie Sanders gets 2,000 people in an auditorium in Iowa, or if Donald Trump gets 800 people in an auditorium in Florida. You know, and that's great for those guys. If that's what they're up to and that's what they're doing, good for them. You know, this is the nature. The calling card of politics is, you know, bodies, right? And so that's okay. But I guess the point that I'm making is, here again, there's a lot going on in the world that has nothing to do with that. And I got news for you. I'm not out running around doing all these amazing things. I'm doing them by either I'm driving the truck out to these things, or, you know, I'm talking to people about them. But it's not like I'm out here convening with people all the time and I'm not a member of the JCs. I'm not doing these things. But I see other people doing them. And so I'm still in an observatory role. I'm still in my observatory role as far as not necessarily participating in society, but watching what people are doing in society. So I'm in my participatory role. No, I'm in my observatory role. Sorry. But I can tell you that people's minds aren't on those things. People's minds are on watching the arc of the sun as every night it sets a little bit further to the west, I think it is. And eventually it will set to the south or the north or wherever it goes when fall comes. Or they are trying to figure out when they're going to take the docks out, or they're going to try to figure out when the weather's about to change. Because I'll tell you what, this was the first day that I noticed when I got up today. It was the first day that I noticed the sun is just a slightly different cant at 10:30 or 11 o'clock in the morning. And this morning, it was just after the storms. We had some fabulous storms at just about dawn. So this was a little after that. And I walked out and I thought, it's that one moment. And I may be the first person to talk about it. Walked out, very first moment of saying, it's going to be fall soon. It's going to be fall soon. Maybe not right away, but it's July 26th as I speak. And, you know, in a month, here in Minnesota, the state fair will be on. And that is our, literally, you can pivot. You can set your watch, climactically speaking, on that last week in August and the first week of September. So we'll have the state fair shortly after August 26th or thereabouts. We'll be into the 10 days of the state fair, and it'll all be over by Labor Day. And literally, you can almost set a climactic clock by that. And if you don't have the dock out by Labor Day, you better get it out soon, right? Because it's coming. And you wouldn't know it if you just woke up out of a 30-year sleep on July 26th in Minnesota or Wisconsin. You'd say, oh, it's summer. It's the peak of summer, because it is the peak of summer. This is just stunningly gorgeous out here. A silver moon shining out over the green fields, beautiful starlit azure, that is the color, skies. The day's heat is dissipating, but you can tell by the sun. That's the first thing that you notice if you're really paying attention to this kind of stuff. You can tell by the different cant of the sun. The sun is a slightly different angle, and I just noticed it today. And I just said, that's not the same angle that the sun had in June. You know, that's the first time. This isn't the same angle the sun had on June 26th or June 17th. It's a little bit different now. And I love the hot weather. You can't get it hot enough for me. I'll never complain about hot weather. But it's, you know, it'll be hot through the end of July, all the way through August, and then boom, it'll break sometime during the state fair. And I can remember all of the weeks, days that I spent at the state fair over the years. It's usually the middle of the fair. You know, there's a rainstorm or something, and then you get up that day and it's going to only be 70 after it's been 90 for, you know, 3 or 4 weeks. And you certainly do welcome that humidity just leaves the air. And then people will start thinking about some of these other things. And until then, I don't think anybody's mind is really on that stuff. I think that people's mind is on the political stuff if they're in the echo chamber that is Twitter and Facebook, if they're in the echo chamber that is Fox News and CNN, if they're hanging on every word that's said. you know, they probably think there's a lot going on, but most people aren't paying attention to it. And the exception to the rule here is if you're involved in politics, if you're working toward building a candidate, or you're building a BPOU, or you're building some kind of an outreach effort, that's one thing. That's the business of politics versus people who scream and yell and pound and complain but don't do anything. So if you're one of those people, you're just missing a lot of stuff out here because it's really cool. And what I'm trying to do is reach out and grab that stuff so that I have the energy and the interest to be able to really get into the political stuff when the time comes to really get into the political stuff. But we're not there yet. And as I have said in at least one podcast, I said, first of all, I don't think we are seeing the topical ground yet, the battleground, because I think that the ground is going to shift. I think we're on very, this is all, somebody said to me, I think it was my son, said, well, the truth of the matter is right now everything is very fluid and you're looking at all these shards and pieces floating around almost as though it's we're in the middle of a hurricane that's spinning and everything hasn't settled. That's the political domain right now. And I think the ground is going to shift, and I think that the issues are going to change, and therefore, I think the geography and the geography of the politics, and I don't mean the geography in terms of north, south, east, west, I mean the just the physical battleground, if you could imagine it as a physical battleground, is going to shift and change. And I don't know how it's going to shift or change. I don't know what the Black Swan event that's going to develop will be. Or if there will be one. I mean, if there isn't one, things probably won't change too much. But I think they will, because my experience has been they generally do. And I will talk as we get into future podcasts, as we get into late fall, early winter, I'll start to set up these primaries, and I'll start to set up the primary states for people that really want to know about that stuff, and what could happen at the conventions, because that's when things will get going in earnest. And for those involved in politics, if you're not doing anything right now, if you're just kind of sitting around complaining and not doing anything, yeah, I mean, this is go time. For those that are just regular people that are interested, this is not go time, because it's all going to change. You know, and any one of these things that's happening, the Chinese situation could, actually, the Chinese situation, if it isn't checked, could literally devolve into the Black Swan event, because that could become a spectacular story. It could be, and I'm not saying it's going to be. I'm just saying, and I've said for years, watch China, because if they're not able to solve this problem, this stock problem, this could be an enormous upheaval in that part of the world, and it will have implications in our part of the world. I saw a piece today. You know, it's funny, because two pieces today. One of them talked about inflation, and that the American people are feeling the effects of inflation, whether it's haircuts or lattes, costing more, and rent is going up. And then, in the same breath, there was two or three different stories about the Chinese situation and the continuing decline of the price of energy. And you know, we all are happy about the decline of price of energy, but these are not good signs. This is not a good sign for the world, especially for a world in which all the central banks of the world are really trying to create inflation. When you see stock markets crashing, when you see energy prices declining significantly, you're talking then essentially about disinflation and maybe deflation, at least in terms of commodity prices. And I don't know if it's, I couldn't tell you if it's a good or a bad thing. I mean, it's a good thing on one hand, but on another hand, it's not a good thing. So that could end up being a massive story. And the implication there was if the Chinese markets, if China slows down, then it slows down energy consumption, and there's an awful lot of energy, you know, product being produced right now. And that means that, you know, further price reductions, you know, doesn't bode well for the energy markets and for energy companies, which are a big portion of our economy and really of the world economy. And that's just one area. The other thing is, I still think the rent situation is due to a very slow growth in the economy. And it's so funny, because in between periods when these numbers are released, we get back into the Pollyanna of, well, we've had consistently 3% growth, and we don't, which is not, I don't know that that's, I suppose if you look at some some time spans, you could say that. But the problem is we have growth in fits and starts is what we have. So I don't know that you can say that our economy is fully healthy yet. And at the same time, we are starting to see these other crises. Well, I mean, if there's an economic crisis, I don't know. Who knows what happens at that point? If there's a foreign policy or foreign crisis, an existential threat type crisis that comes up, that's a whole other set of potential winners and losers at this point. So it's just one of those times where we're kind of in between. And if you think back to when you were a kid, you really didn't think about that stuff too much because you were too busy thinking about, you know, what are we going to do tonight? You know, does anybody have any cherry bombs? Are we going to go over to the Gensels? You know, what are we doing over there? What are we doing, you know? You're thinking about, okay, can somebody get a car, you know? Does somebody's brother have a driver's license? Can we get up to Wisconsin to buy some beer? Stuff like that. You would not think, you weren't thinking, even if you were aware of politics, this perfection in terms of the sky and the grass and the air is so overwhelming and in some ways romantic, you know, because especially when you're a kid, you're always trying to figure out where the girl you like is. It's just this perfection out here that kind of just draws people away from that. So that's why I have been reluctant to engage at this point. And I think I'm going to remain reluctant to engage until I feel it. And I don't feel it right now. So I thought it was a perfect time to come out here and just do a walk and talk. And, you know, I've ended up sort of standing in the field the whole time, kind of rocking back and forth as opposed to actually walking. But that's okay. Thanks for listening to podcast 390. Is this 396? Yes, it is. 396, the Bob Davis Podcasts. Thanks again to John Bachland at Bachland R&D for sponsoring podcast 396. Don't forget the webinars. Don't forget that Bachland R&D is innovating all the time with 3D printing and micro machining. And of course, they always stand for CNC machining, tool and die, design and 3D printing, customer service, quality work. If you want to learn more about Bachland, check out Bachland.com, B-A-K-L-U-N-D, Bachland.com. Find out what energy, wisdom, knowledge, and imagination can do for your company today. Bachland.com, B-A-K-L-U-N-D.com. Thanks again to Mad Case Studios for being the digital sponsor of the Bob Davis Podcast all these past months. Thank you, Ken. And thanks for listening on Stitcher.com, TuneIn, and also iTunes, the granddaddy of podcasting. These are three different apps. The first two apps, Stitcher and TuneIn, work pretty well with Android devices or devices that are non-iPhones. Of course, iTunes works great with iPhones. And, you know, your iPhone will work on Stitcher and TuneIn as well, if you didn't know that. But we just serve up podcasts on all three of those services. Is also TuneIn.com and BlogTalkRadio.com and, of course, TheBobDavisPodcast.com. You can listen right off the page at TheBobDavisPodcast.com. If you want to make a comment, really appreciate comments. If you want to make a comment, you go to the comment page at TheBobDavisPodcast.com and you type in your comment, and I'll post it probably. Or you can just do it on Facebook or Twitter. Of course, Instagram, and I really appreciate the likes on Instagram. I'm bdavis7843 on Instagram. And Instagram this week surpassed Twitter. It's a bigger service than Twitter. And I think part of it is it's not political and it's not snarky. People just post really cool pictures. And I did post some great pictures of planes at the EAA air show in Oshkosh. And I'll be doing the same thing with motorcycles when I get out to Sturgis next week. So stay tuned for that on the Bob Davis Podcast. Thank you for listening to podcast 396, the Bob Davis Podcast, the new talk. I'm going to sit here with the tiki torches and the, what do they call that? I call that the salmonella. The salmonella candle, which kills the insects, whatever that is. And thank you for listening again and posting and sharing and favoriting and all that stuff to the Bob Davis Podcasts.